Ned, there was nobody to meet me at the airport. Where were you? And where's Nancy?
Why, what's wrong? What's that mean? Nothing's wrong exactly. Yes, what's the lighthouse got to do with Nancy? What for? Ned, am I going to have to drag this out of you one syllable at a time? That's a great comfort to me, Ned.
The day she started part-time investigative work for me was the beginning of my gray hairs. The only mystery about that lighthouse is why anybody would want to buy it. Yes, I met with Professor Wall when I was in California, and he explained it all to me. I still don't understand it. He's heading up some kind of psychic research foundation.
No.
Ghosts, yes. I figured I'd better close the deal in a hurry. I've been trying to unload that white elephant for old man Jensen for years. It's not often you run into a character who wants a property like that. Wacko's a little harsh, Ned. Actually, he's kind of a charming guy. Young, too. Ned! Wait a minute! Ned! What's going on out there? Ned!
Nancy, you must be out of your mind.
I can't let you spend the night in a rat-infested old lighthouse. I wonder if either one of you would be willing to spend the night in that spooky old place.
Mr. Drew, you're not actually considering
Ned,
letting them...
Ned, wait a minute. Let's keep our roles in perspective here. I'm Nancy's father. I'm supposed to have the wisdom of age at this point in my life. And after all, this fellow Wall is a full professor whose work dictates peculiar circumstances of this kind, right? Ned, you have to understand something. Nancy has a very inquisitive mind. She loves to unravel a mystery. But most of the investigative work she gets to do for the firm is confined to checking out driving records and searching through legal files. But now we're talking about ghosts. Come on, Ned. Think of the attraction.
The attraction is what I'm thinking about. And so is the professor, if you want my opinion.
Well, if you feel that way about it, why don't you go with them? I'm sure they'd love to have you.
No, thanks. I have to go over those briefs for you. I'll see you tomorrow, Mr. Drew.
Right, Ned. She'll have a wonderful time. I find myself on the horns of a dilemma, Professor. If I walk away from your purchase, I'll be voiding a sale my client wants very badly. He and his wife are getting pretty old, and they might like to make a last trip back to Ireland.
Well, my offer still stands, Mr. Drew. I'd be willing to sign over
any... On the other hand, if there really is a handsome treasure someplace on that property, then as things now stand, they're entitled to it.
In my defense, sir, the treasure has been given up for lost for almost 200 years. It's hardly a sure thing. I'm taking a very expensive gamble as it is.
I'm going to surprise you, Professor. I'll make you a deal. I'll sell you the property, including all mineral rights and all bounties below the surface.
You're a fair man, Mr. Drew.
For double the original price.
Double?
And my client gets 10% of anything you find.
10%?
Take it or leave it.
I don't think I have much choice.
Oh, yeah. You can walk away from River Heights and our lighthouse.
I have a feeling if I'd been up front with you when I first got here, you'd have sold it to me for the original price, including all rights.
That's correct.
You're quite a man, Mr. Drew. Your daughter's pretty sharp, too. I accept your offer.
Good.
Good night.
Good night.
Does Jensen know about the professor's map and the treasure?
I told him. And he told me to drive the hardest bargain I could without losing the sale. Well, that was pretty close.
But he could be giving up a fortune.
And now old man Jensen doesn't see it that way, George. Let's see, how did he put it? When it comes to looking for gold, try to be the one that sells the pick and shovels. That's the only sure way to get rich. I think Mr. Jensen will be very happy with tonight's arrangement. Well, night, George.
Good night.
Nancy.
Good night. Father, if you don't mind, I'd like to be there tomorrow when the professor starts looking for his treasure.
Why?
I don't know. It's just a feeling I have about Professor Wall. He went to a lot of trouble to get his hands on that lighthouse. And I just don't see him as any wide-eyed innocent.
Well, I don't see what harm it could do for you to be there to look after Mr. Jensen's 10%. Okay. Don't stay up too late now. I'd say everybody came out pretty well. You know, if your estimate is correct, Professor, you're going to net $2 million from that fine. And that will entitle you to $200,000, Mr. Jensen.
Sure, and that's a lot more than I figured I'd ever see. Why, that'll buy me and the missus our trip to Ireland 1,000 times over.
Yes, it will. Well, we have some papers to sign. Why don't you come on over to the desk?
Oh, thank you.
Ned?
Nancy! Take him away.
You all right? I'm fine, Father.
What happened here? George told us that you'd rush back out here and about the book.
Hey, thanks a lot for the dinner, Mr. Drew.
Listen, Ned, I owe you a lot more than the dinner for getting Nancy out of that fix.